Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
If the world were like a Sleep Number mattress, everything would adapt for your comfort. Because as your life changes and your body changes, Sleep Number mattresses adapt and shift to give you personalized comfort night after night. And now everything's on sale during our Memorial Day event. Save up to $1,200 on mattresses for a limited time. To experience a whole new world of comfort, visit a Sleep Number store or go to sleepnumber.com. Sleep Number, to a good life's sleep.
Ladies and gentlemen,
this is Gamertag Radio.
Welcome to a brand new episode here at Gamertag Radio. This is your host, Danny Pena. Is also joining me, the man himself, Paris Lilly. What's up, Paris?
What's going on, Danny?
Look at that. Paris has been traveling around the world, went to Japan, and now he's playing Forza Horizon 6, also back to Japan. And we're going to be reviewing the game right here on Gamertag Radio. How you been, man?
I'm good. And I know we're going to talk about Forza Horizon 6. One of the best things about it is, I was like, oh yeah, I was just there. When you're driving around, I was like, oh, I know this area. I know this. You know what I mean?
That was cool. Must be nice. Because see, I have to imagine, because I've never been to Japan. So I have to like make believe, you know, hey, I'm here. Let me check out some food spots, you know? So, but yeah, we're going to be talking about Forza Horizon 6. First of all, I just want us to say, thanks to Microsoft, the whole Xbox team for sending us a code here early to play the game. So, a couple things. Paris, you've been playing this on PC or just consoles or a mix of both before we go?
So, it's a mix of both, but here's the thing.
Yeah.
90% has been on the Series X. I only, right before we started recording, was like, I need to play this on PC. I've not played on PC. I wrangled enough. I was like, you know what? Let me sit on the couch, picked up the controller. And bro, I was just locked in, and I just played on console the whole time, and it was great. I played in performance mode. Great, no issues at all. 60 frames per second, smooth as butter.
Mm-hmm. Well, for me, 60-70% of the time, I've been playing on the Xbox, the ROG Xbox Ally X.
Mm-hmm.
I play that a lot, and the reason is, you know, Rihanna went out of town, so I was taking care of our daughter. So I was like, well, this is the easiest way for me to continue playing, you know, instead of using the console or PC, you know. But I did play the PC. I also try out the new gaming tablet from the one from Asus and Kojima. I tried that. Looks great. And briefly, I played a little bit on consoles, but the majority has been on those other devices. And it played great.
Yeah. I didn't get a chance to jump on handheld. I will at some point just to play it on handheld. Mm-hmm. But the little bit I did play on PC, again, I got a RTX 5090, DLSS, frame gen on, ray tracing enabled, maxed out, 144 frames per second. Bro, it's beautiful. Mm-hmm. Beautiful. If you got a rig that can support it, play Forza Horizon 6 on PC. Yeah. It's eye candy. Visual showcase.
I have it on 4090 and it looks amazing.
Yeah.
Now, the ROG Xbox Ally X, I do want to mention that it was a 1080p, 30 frames per second. But here's the thing. I didn't even know about that until I just read the document right now, because I was just playing it the whole time. And I didn't even care about the frames or anything. Like, it looked good and it played good. It was very smooth. This had zero issues for me. No bugs at all. Was there any bugs for you? Because I didn't experience anything. And I've been playing for like 40 hours on this already.
No technical issues at all. I know during the review period, they did push out a patch at one point. But even when I was playing it before that patch, I didn't notice anything. And like I said, exactly. I didn't jump on PC until post-patch during the review period. Didn't see any issues on PC as well.
Yeah, it was smooth. I do have to say, man, I think this is by far my favorite Forza Horizon game. I was like, how in the world are they going to top 4 and 5? Because those two were like Game of the Year contenders. And this is bigger. There's more roads to discover, more than the previous games. I believe it's 671, yeah, which I completed that. There's so much to do here. So much to do. And I just love also the environments. Look, you've been to Japan. So like it could be an area where it's hot, beach area, right? And you go to the mountains and now you're like
snow.
And it's cool because you're going to experience a totally different way how do you play. And also the seasons is also going to be changing, mm-hmm. I believe, weekly. That the experience is going to change for people when they play this game. And I think they did a phenomenal job with this game, man. Like, I could definitely see people having this conversation of Game of the Year for Game of the Year contender. I could definitely see that. If not, definitely getting some type of awards.
Look, sometimes you just got to stand on business and call it like you see it. Yeah. This is 10 out of 10. This is Xbox's Game of the Year contender for 2026, without a doubt. This is Playground Games taking what they started. When did they jump into Forza Horizon? They weren't always Forza Horizon, were they?
They were always been Forza Horizon. Tur 10 was just
just regular doing the motorsport. Forza. Yeah.
Yeah.
But I think my point is, because I think I really got into Horizon at 4 and to kind of see the progression from 4 to 5. And then I played 5 right before we started playing 6. So then to go into 6, because during the preview period, I guess my question was, is this just Forza Horizon 5 in Japan? That was kind of my thing. It's way more than that. You can see the lessons learned, just the activities, the things that they're going to keep you engaged in this open world constantly. You're chasing, discovering cars, giving you a different variety of ways, whether you go buy them, where you find one on the side of the road, where you do the treasure hunts for them, right? You do those story missions, right? Where you get to drive around in the different regions and just discover various things. The little mini games where you find the signs and you can crash into them for like 1,000, XP or credits or whatever it is, right? And then the other ones where you take out the mascots, the way they keep you engaged where we're challenging it up. Your name kept popping up and some other people are like, okay, I got to go do this because I want to pass them in that. The speed trap stuff where it's like, you got that speed? Okay, let me try and go get that too. Then you get into the random races that you can do. You can obviously do the races to go to the wristband events as you continue to go. Like you already touched on, just cruising through Japan, all these different regions, man. And you want to hit every road. You want to unlock every region. You want to see it all, the different biomes. Day and night cycle, the dynamic weather that you're going to encounter as a result. Again, it is a visual showcase. It is eye candy. Not to mention, you get in these different cars, the tuning that goes into them. Obviously, the livery aspect of it, I didn't even get time to even mess with that part as far as the customizations you can do to them, the estate building that you can do, the different houses that you can build. There is so much here. This is the definitive open world racer. It just is. This is Playground Games at the peak of their freaking powers with this game. This is a 10 out of 10, without a doubt. This is a game that if you ever have liked a racing game, day one, you go pick this up. You go play it. You're going to love it. It's fantastic. Question I have for you, and I'll answer my own question.
Sure.
What was your favorite car to drive? Mine wind up being a Mercedes AMG. I was just chilling, just rolling around in that thing. And then every time I do a race and you have to go get in another car, I switch right back to it.
You know what? Drive around. It depends. It depends on the vibe. Like there were some, I can't remember. It was like a Lamborghini one. I just can't remember which model it is. But for me, it all depends. Like there were some moments like where, okay, I want to do the speed zones or I have to jump from like a mountain area, right? Like a little hill, whatever, for me to surpass some people that also were competing to see who could go the farthest. Cause I was doing a lot of activity. So I was always changing the cars all the time. Mm-hmm. But you know which one I also liked? It wasn't that bad, even though the handling was okay. I used the Warthog a lot for certain things. Like for jumping certain areas. Cause I also noticed that if you get a car that is too powerful and you jump and you land like an area where the water, whatever, you have to restart doing that again. Like it won't count. Like it will say failed. Or the reason also we use the Warthog or like smaller vehicles that doesn't go so fast is because there were some boards that were like in the top of a house or where you need to figure out how to jump to get there. So like I will change the car every time, like to see which one is like the right one for me to get there. But here's the thing, man. Like I said earlier, I have 40 hours in this. 40 hours. I did every single wristband events. I did all the showcase. I've done all the Horizon Rush. And for those that don't know about Horizon Rush, those are like, it's like courses where it will test your skills as a driver.
Right.
And there were some that I'm like, whoa, I have never seen this. Like the way how you have to jump in order to get to like the top. It reminded me kind of like the Lego courses that they had in previously, but I feel like this one is like a different type of vibe, and it was a lot of fun trying those out, man. Like it's this game, there's so, put it this way, there's so much stuff to do in this game. I have, like I said, I have 40 hours and I still have so much stuff to unlock or to try to achieve to get like either 3 stars or for me to get to like gold. This game is fantastic, man. And even the soundtrack is like flawless for me. I think this is like the best soundtrack in my opinion. And one of the issues that I had from the previous game, especially Mexico, I felt like it was like lack of Mexican artists or Mexican commentators, like for like different radio stations. I'm glad that in this game they have a full station, Japanese station, right? With Japanese radio hosts, music. And also when you change to other stations, yeah, they have them still other English hosts, but they also have in there Japanese songs based on the genre of the music. So like say for you, Paris, you like the Block Party, right? So there is some hip hop tracks produced and recorded in Japan. Like you will find things like that. Or you could go to like my favorite station, which I've been jamming the most, is Hospital. Like that's like my favorite one. I feel like the music in there is so perfect for like for race and for driving and to get you excited. You know what I'm saying? Like, especially when you're like in competing against the driver tars or anybody that you play online. Perfect, perfect station, man. But I know you loved your Block Party, man. I think it's dope. There's a couple tracks I like in there.
Yeah, I stayed on Block Party the whole time. I just love the hip hop. But to your point, I love the variety of music and the Japanese, getting those Japanese artists in there across the different stations. And I would imagine we're probably going to see more of that when DLC and all that comes out. So that was a great thing just to be able to have that right at launch. But you brought up an interesting thing. Like you said, you play 40 hours, you've done all that. And I was telling you this already. I slowed down. I was like, I don't want to do all that during the review period, because that's how much I'm enjoying this game. I was like, okay, I got the gist of the game. I understand mechanics. I understand. I've done all the events. I know what it like, you know, I've done the street racing, you know, dirt racing, cross country stuff. I've done all of those. So I'm good as far as understanding the game. Do I like it? The mechanics. I've been tuning cars up because, you know, you get skill points. You can upgrade cars, do all these things to get additional credits and all that. So I've done all these things. Matter of fact, we didn't mention this. 550 cars that you can collect.
But you're right.
I have right now 117 of them.
Oh, that's pretty good. Way higher than that, but yeah, that's good.
Really good. But this was my point. I was like, I'm slow down. And the reason I wanted to slow down, because we were able to do some multiplayer during the review period. I want to play against everybody. You know what I mean? I want to see more of my friends list drivatars come in. Look, I don't want to just see you and Snowbike Mike and Khalif and Greg and Andy and Stein a million times, right? I want to see everybody in there. You know what I'm saying? So I was like, I want the game to officially come out. I don't want to try and complete everything right now, because they've just given you this sandbox. Bro, we've been wanting Japan for 10 years and we finally got it.
Perfect. Perfect location. Perfect.
I'm taking my time. I'm going to enjoy this. I'm going to savor it, because that's how good this is. It's phenomenal. But I will say this, because like you were talking about like the rush events and all that. That's the other beauty of Forza Horizon 6 and just Forza Horizon in general, is you can scale this to your skill set. You don't have to be the super hardcore racer with the racing wheel and all that. You can lower the difficulty if you want. If you need the driving line to be able to do the turns, you can do that. If you don't, you want, raise the difficulty, make it more of a sim experience. You can do all these things, right? So you can tailor Forza Horizon to what works for you. The game is not going to force you into an uncomfortable situation if you choose not to do that, right? And like I said, you just get in your car and just cruise. You just cruise. And you, And I'm telling you, there's so much in the open world that you're just will randomly discover. It's crazy. And that was another reason I was like, I want to slow down. Like I said, just a little mini game of collecting all the mascots. Bro, that's going to be nuts. Trying to find all those and do all those, just that alone. And then, like I said, the treasure hunts for those cars where they give you a little clue, like where it is in the region. And then you got to go discover and find where it is. It's just little things like that, little touches like that, that I really appreciate. And it just immerses you. You want to keep playing. You know what I mean? I'm telling you now, when the early access happens, and obviously when it comes out officially on the 19th, people are going to jump in and they're going to play for hours on end. That's how good Forza Horizon 6 is.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
If the world were like a Sleep Number mattress, everything would adapt for your comfort. Because as your life changes and your body changes, Sleep Number mattresses adapt and shift to give you personalized comfort night after night. And now everything's on sale during our Memorial Day event. Save up to $1,200 on mattresses for a limited time. To experience a whole new world of comfort, visit a Sleep Number store or go to sleepnumber.com. Sleep Number, to a good life's sleep.
There's so much stuff to do in this game, bro. So much stuff that it's addicting. Like I was even walking with Reed. We usually walk for 30 minutes or so.
Mm-hmm.
And there was a car that I saw, and I was just thinking about Forza Horizon. That's how addicted I am with this game. I've been playing it like nonstop. You know, one thing that I really enjoyed that I have to really, really take my time and try it out is, I don't know if you checked out the journals. Well, you get to see like the Forza Horizon, the Horizon Journal, but there's another session called Discover Japan. In there, like you said earlier, Paris, there's like stories, you know, the photography, also food delivery. Have you tried that too? Like there's food delivery.
Yes, I did. I did the food delivery stuff as well. Yeah. The little mini games you can do.
The mascot is pretty cool because it's similar to like the boards that you see all across the country and you can find it. Well, mascots is the same thing, but there's different type of mascots in there. Like you will find like a curry rice, edamame, and so on, right? When you look at the mascot, they have like a normal face, whatever, right? And or happy face. And when you hit the mascot, their face changes every time you hit it. Like I didn't notice. One time, I'm like, wait, did they change their face? What's going on in here? I thought it was like a bug, and no, it's actually like that in the game. But there's so many things to do too. Like you could go and do cart meets. You could show your car to like your design and so on to other players and so on. I know I got to play a couple of multiplayer games because I was just curious to see the things you could do. One thing that I love to do is the stunt where you get together with a bunch of players online and you have a goal, but you have to work together to achieve that goal until you go. And I think you need to do like three rounds of that.
It's a co-op aspect, yes.
It's co-op, which is great, man. I think it is awesome, man. So there's street racing, there's battles, there's all kinds of stuff. For the price of this game, even also if you have Game Pass, it is worth it because there's so much content that you're going to be playing this for months. Plus, the changes with the seasons, plus adding more content and so on. Man, people are going to be playing this for a long time. Put it this way, one of the last things I had to do in this game is because you go, and it's similar to like the previous games where you get to the highest, the last couple of races you have to do, right? And one of them is like you go across the country, right? There was one, Paris, it took me 30 minutes to complete. 30 minutes to complete. I was like, yo, I felt like this is never going to end. But it was cool because you get to see the whole country and you see the changes.
Yes.
It's so cool, man. It's all cool. I honestly, 100% game of the year contender for me, man.
Like, that's what I'm saying. This is Xbox's game of the year contender. 100%. It's a fantastic experience. And just going back to another reason, that's why I kind of wanted to slow down, because I want to experience more of these multiplayer and co-op things with more people, you know, in the world. Cause like you said, you do the meets where everybody can bring their cars. You can kind of show off all the cool designs. I want more people to be playing so, you know, I can take part in stuff like that. Mm-hmm. Like I mentioned before, the one thing that I did not get a chance to do was the estate building, is building that out, customizing that. Yo, that's a whole game by itself.
You'll all be the crazy for a long stuff time.
Forever. So it's going to be wild to see, because you know, there's some people out there that's what they're going to do and they're going to show it off. I can't wait to see what people create. And then, like I said, you can buy some of the other, like I bought the fish house there. So it's like, I want to check. So it's like, I know I want to carve out time just to do those things, like mm-hmm. see what I could create. And I'm not super creative with that stuff, but I'll mangle something together. Right. But you want a place for your cars, all your showcase cars that you want. Like these are my favorite ones that I want to get into. So I'm assuming, you know, as you were progressing through, you did like the wheel spins and the super spins where you can get cars from that. You can get more credits from that. All those things. Like I love that the game is constantly rewarding you for doing something. Whether you get first place, last place, you get something to keep you motivated to go. And like I said, the little pop-ups that come up, oh, Godfrey has discovered 268 roads. And then I'm at 120. Oh, well, let's get to work. I got to get out there and discover more because I want to catch him. Like, and you know, you and I were talking the other day, the one speed thing, I was like, oh, was it on the bridge? Because I remember I just accidentally did it and you popped up at like whatever speed it was. And I was like, oh crap, I got to beat him. Okay. Let me go get another car. Okay. I got to come back. Now I got to try, you know, and now I'm literally challenging you and you don't even know it.
Yeah.
I love stuff like that. So yeah, bro, it's a fantastic game. It's really good. Yeah.
I love that part of the game. I think, and this also, that feature was available in previous games.
But
I love it because it's like, okay, if Paris may, you know, achieve this record, I could do it. It reminded me of like experiences in the early days of like the Xbox 360 when like Geometry Wars came out and I see the leaderboards. I'm like, I got to beat this guy's score, you know? So like, this is going to get you hooked because you want to beat your friends also in there too. Mm-hmm. So like right now, you know, I was going back and forth with Stein. Shout out to Stein. You know, he's been playing this game a lot too from Xbox. And yo, I surpassed like discovering roads, right? And I send a screenshot to him, like a picture. I'm like, hey, I'm coming for you, man. You better watch it back.
Yeah,
like it's addicting, man. Like this game is so, so good. Look, the past couple months, it's been nothing but hits with Mixtape, with the Pragmata, Resident Evil. Sorrows, etc. Like this has been a great year in gaming, bro. Like it's been great and it's going to get better. This is, to me, in my opinion, one of the top games so far for like the spring when it comes to, because it's different. It's a racing game, open world, you know, it's very different than the Motorsport, you know? So I think people are going to love this game a lot, man. Highly, highly recommended for people to check out this game, man.
Like it's funny you mentioned that, like all the different games. I had put out a tweet the other day. I was like, thinking I had played my game of the year, and then I realized it's just May. Bro, it's just May. We still got so many other games that are coming out. But the fact that, like you mentioned, Forza Horizon 6 is a game of the year contender. Resident Evil is as well. Obviously, Mixtape, look, your mileage may vary in certain places, is fantastic. Sorrows was fantastic. Pragmata was a lot of fun to play as well. Like, there's been so many good games already this year, and we know we got so many more coming down the road. So, yeah, it's a great time. It's been a really great time gaming.
You know what I'm excited for this game also to come out PS5. I think I'm excited for that part. And the reason is I want this community to grow even more, not just with the consoles and so on, right? With Xbox and PC and handhelds, but having a new group of people that really enjoyed the last Forza Horizon game. This one is bigger and better than the previous one. And I think they're going to have an amazing time to play this game once it's available for that console.
And they did say this will have essentially crossplay between Xbox, PlayStation, and PC, right?
Yep. And it's coming out later this year. It's going to be coming out later this year. And also, there's no dates. I mean, I could predict maybe the holidays, Paris, right? Like around that September, October timeframe.
Bro, don't listen. Like, we'll be here for an hour trying to figure out how they're releasing stuff and when. Because honestly, from September until GTA is chaos.
It's chaos.
It's going to be chaos.
It's chaos, man. So yeah, this game is available day one with Xbox Game Pass Ultimate, PC Game Pass, Series X and S. Xbox on PC, Steam, cloud gaming. I haven't tried out the cloud gaming yet on this game. And the best part, my favorite part, Xbox Play Anywhere. That's like my favorite. I could launch it on any device. Everything is already there, saved up. And it's just a smooth experience, man. So anything else, Paris, before we wrap
it
up?
Yeah, just speaking of cloud, yeah, when it officially does, because I think it won't be until the 19th, but it will be on GeForce Now. So I'm definitely going to check it out there as well. Because that should be, again, it's a 5080 in the cloud. So that should be, again, another visual showcase cloud streaming. But I'll just say again, man, I'm so happy that they finally made it to Japan and they did it right. They did it absolutely right. Like, I'm not kidding. I was in down there and in Shibuya and everything. I'm like, I was just there. This is it. This is crossing right there. I was just there. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So it's like you're seeing familiar landmarks and things and just the beauty of the world. Like when you go through that one stretch where it's all the cherry blossoms. Oh, so good.
It looks beautiful.
Beautiful. Absolutely beautiful. And like I said, the variety of cars, and I'm just barely scratching the surface. Like that carrot on the stick to try and get all 550 cars is out there as well. So I can't wait to do that. Just as a collector. Like I said, there's going to be so many different ways that people are going to be able to approach Forza Horizon 6 and find fun in it, right? So yeah, can't wait. Highly recommend from it. Like I said, if you look, everybody be on my Xbox and oh, they need a game of the year contender, where is it? There you go.
I do have to mention one thing that I totally forgot to mention during the review. The reason why this game is so much bigger compared to the previous games, and it's not only just like, oh, I could go to the mountains and so on. Especially in Paris, you've been to Tokyo, downtown Tokyo, like you've been there. The way the highways and the streets is, like the way how it is over there, when you go to the game and you pick an area, the game is going to ask you, are you going the higher area or the lower area of that highway? We're like, wait, hold on. So I have to go to that area multiple times to discover it, because if I just go to one area thinking that it's gonna get highlighted, it's not. And that's what's gonna make the game even bigger. That it's gonna sometimes even make it challenging for you to find certain areas to get discovered, because you probably missed it thinking that you passed by. Like, there's so many places like this, man, especially in the downtown area. When you look at that map, it is insanity how it looks in there, man. It looks crazy in the game. So I can imagine in real life seeing like all the different pathways to go to like certain areas in Tokyo. It's, oh man, it's amazing, man.
One final piece of advice. Tune your cars.
Yeah.
Don't sit with the default. Jump in there. Learn the tuning. Learn what works. Customize your cars. Pay attention to the races. Because again, you know, you got your A tier, B tier, S tier, you know, class cars, right? You're going to get in all these different races with different types. Tune your cars to the specific race type that you're trying to do. So
I mean, I'll keep it real. I didn't do it. I was just,
look, we in a review period. I'm talking with, look, when we go to Gen Pop and you get them hardcore fours of people out there, you're gonna be losing every time.
Tune your cars.
That's what I'm saying.
That's true. I'm just saving money. Like right now I have like 2 million credits. I think
I got an insane amount of money.
I'm in level 159 or 160 now. Like I've been like, and I'm going back. Like, it's not, I did everything, but I'm still going back to still continue to play and still experience the game overall, man. You know what I'm saying? Especially multiplayer, which I think I'm going to focus on a lot too, man. So, all right, everyone. This was our review of Forza Horizon 6. And thank you so much for listening to this episode of Gamertag Radio. Paris, anything else before we wrap it up?
Tune your cars.
All right, there you go. Tune your cars. And also, if you see Paris in Tokyo, make sure to give him a little bump to the side, just in case you see him, because I did that multiple times.
I know. I'm sure you did. Oh, trust me. Every time I saw you, I tried to run you off the road. Every time. I would rather lose the race than see you finish anywhere close to first.
Let me tell you this before we wrap it up. There was one time I saw Paris ahead of me, and it was like a very close race. It was like a lot of cars, and I went like this. I went beep, beep to the side, yeah. And you see, and you know you could switch like to look behind you. Yo, you see your cars going like this, and all the cars just passing by.
That's something we forgot to mention. That's another key, again, just the attention to detail that Playground put into these cars. You go into the cockpit view, bro, so much detail in these individual cars. It was fantastic. Again, I tell you people, you'll find the view that works for you as far as racing, but definitely do the cockpit view just to see, just so you can see the attention to detail. And you play on PC with the ray tracer and all that on. Oh, it's beautiful.
By the way, if you get the premium edition of this, you get 30 extra cars. So, and it's going to get delivered one every week starting, I believe, May 19th or something like that. So, like, I know it's 550 cars. It's even more after that, y'all. So, it's a long list of cars, man.
Yeah.
All right, guys. Until next time, we're out. Bye.
If the world were like a Sleep Number mattress, everything would adapt for your comfort. Because as your life changes and your body changes, Sleep Number mattresses adapt and shift to give you personalized comfort night after night. And now everything's on sale during our Memorial Day event. Save up to $1,200 on mattresses for a limited time. To experience a whole new world of comfort, visit a Sleep Number store or go to sleepnumber.com. Sleep Number, to a good life's sleep.
I sold my car in Carvana last night.
Well, that's cool.
No, you don't understand. It went perfectly. Real offer, down to the penny. They're picking it up tomorrow. Nothing went wrong.
So, what's the problem?
That is the problem. Nothing in my life goes as smoothly. I'm waiting for the catch.
Maybe there's no catch.
That's exactly what a catch would want me to think.
Wow, you need to relax.
I need to knock on wood. Do we have wood? Is this table wood?
I think it's laminate.
Okay, yeah, that's good. That's close enough.
Car selling without a catch. Sell your car today on Carvana. Pickup fees may apply.